let's say a few words to us?
Well, nothing except that I'm older than the bridge, thank you. My 76th birthday is next week.
Well, you don't remember the opening, of course, of the bridge then.
No, I don't, no. I was still in short pants or nappies.
So what do you feel about the bridge?
It's wonderful.
Have you many occasions?
I put on my bowler hat just in case any of your colonial workmen might have dropped a rivet on my head.
I don't think there'll be any more rivets falling now.
Don't you think? Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Now, what does it mean to you, this bridge?
Not a lot, I have to admit. I hear that you frequently get stuck on it.
You mean it doesn't match up the bridges in the old country?
It's a nice little young bridge.
You'll have a bridge probably 1,000 years old in the London Tower Bridge, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
So, do you think our bridge can compare to your bridge?
Well, it's not bad for beginners.
I walk across the bridge to work. It takes me about an hour. I've seen some fantastic things during that time. Sometimes I see the different moods in the harbour. Sometimes it's a Monet day, just a soft light. Other times it's bright and the water's sparkling, and that's wonderful as well. See lots of different people walking across. There are tourists that are probably on a different time scale to us. They probably think it's afternoon when it's early morning sort of thing. And I see joggers, sometimes see some Navy people. I think they run in their swimming costumes across and their speedos. It's terrific. There's always a lot of fun going across the bridge.
I've come in quite early in the morning and just sat at the end of the Opera House watching the bridge, watching the colours change on it as the sun comes up. And it's the heart of the city. There wouldn't really be, I guess, a sense of civic pride as much if we didn't have the bridge.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, just look at it. Have you ever seen anything like that? I've never seen anything as beautiful as that. Standing here and just looking up there is just perfect.
I think the bridge is about a connection with Sydney, with the city, with the people. I guess it was the Iron Lung, 1932, kept a lot of people fed. It's a great thing.
Oh, wonderful. Nowhere else in the world would you get a free hat, you know, with a great chance for them to clean up on the hats, but no, 200,000 hats, fantastic. Only in Sydney in Australia.
I feel like I'm part of something huge, especially when you see all the hats.
It's fun because when you look at the other side of the bridge, there's like lots of green hats and sea of people in green hats. It's funny.